In Houston, the headquarters city for the energy trader Enron, that company's bankruptcy is turning into a local disaster. More than half of Enron's 7,500 workers lost their jobs this week, and more layoffs are expected. Enron used to be Houston's biggest company and the world's largest energy trader. Now, no one knows whether it will survive, even in smaller form. The Enron collapse leaves a large void in a city already going through another cycle of hard times. NPR's John Burnett reports.
No one can believe it. Enron, of all companies, the business superpower that bridged the internet and the energy market, the model of corporate philanthropy, and on top of it all, CEO Kenneth Lay, the civic icon and presidential confidant. Now the company has a new superlative: largest bankruptcy filing in U.S. history. Larry, who declined to give his last name, is a project manager for an internet company who worked at Enron for 3 years.
The suddenness of the collapse has been very stunning, from being number 7 on the Fortune 500 to bankruptcy companies in other industries, the dot-com era. We have come to expect the rise and fall of them very quickly, but I didn't think that Enron would be very similar to those companies.
The timing could not have been worse for the 4,000 Enron employees who were told on Tuesday to clear out their desks. "What do we do now?" said an information technology employee who declined to speak on tape. "Christmas is 3 weeks away," she said, "and we'll all be trying to get jobs in a local economy that's not doing well." The despondency is mixed with anger directed at the company's top executives, says Brandon Rigney, Enron's former webmaster who stays in touch with lots of employees.
"I have definitely heard from some people who say, I hope there's jail time for people who've done something wrong."
In the wake of the Enron debacle, there are serious questions being raised about the honesty of the company's accounting practices. The Securities and Exchange Commission is investigating a series of complex partnerships whose losses were masked from Enron's balance sheet. Enron's collapse has pummeled mutual funds around the world, but it's been hardest on the company's own employees, whose retirement funds were invested heavily in Enron common stock. On October 17th, Enron froze all employee 401k accounts a day after the company announced major third quarter losses. The stock plunged 70%. Enron says the funds were locked down because it was changing benefit administrators, but Charlie Prestwood does not believe it's a coincidence. The retired Enron pipeliner is part of a class action lawsuit that claims the company recklessly endangered their retirement funds.
"We were locked out. We couldn't make any kind of transaction at all. And what we could do is just watch and see our savings and our future and everything just go straight down. It went from about $84 a share first part of the year down to roughly 26, 27 cents per share. And everything I had was in Enron stock. And I am very depressed, and I feel like I've been betrayed by the top management of Enron."
At yesterday's closing stock price, about $1 a share, Charlie Prestwood's retirement portfolio had dropped from $1.2 million to $13,600. Standing in downtown Houston, looking up at Enron's 50-story headquarters and at its gleaming twin skyscraper across the street, which was almost complete, it's easy to see how Enron seemed invincible. City Council member Anise Parker says Enron flaunted its reputation as type A, aggressive and muscular, a company that played to win at all costs.
"There was a certain amount of hubris with Enron, and they are a huge player, and they know it. And you start thinking that if it's good for Enron, it's good for the city, the ends justify the means, and it's very easy to get in trouble when you start thinking that."
And Enron was good for the city. It donated millions of dollars to an amazing variety of causes. Enron sponsored Earth Day. Enron helped out the Urban League and the AIDS Foundation. Enron employees pitched in to help out flood victims last summer. And 2 years ago, who else but Ken Lay agreed to pony up $100 million over 30 years for the naming rights for the Houston Astros' new baseball stadium. The future of the sign on Enron Field is now uncertain. Jackie Martin is president of the United Way for the Texas Gulf Coast, which received $5.5 million from Enron last year.
From the sports arena to the homeless, Ken Lay has always been a major player in addressing the needs of this community. For instance, one thing that they started, when they read that Houston has like a 52% graduation rate, Enron wanted to do something about that. So they funded a program called the United Way Scholars, where they sent kids to college for 4 years.
Houston not only loses Enron's civic spirit, but it loses millions of dollars in paychecks at an especially painful time. Two other major corporations here, Compaq Computers and Continental Airlines, have also fallen on hard times and had to lay off personnel. Economists estimate the city has lost about 10,000 jobs in the last 5 months. But even with this week's setback, the current problems do not compare to the oil, banking, and real estate disaster that shook this city to its core in the mid to late 1980s. Again, Councilwoman Anise Parker.
The loss of one company or one business is not going to bring the economy of Houston down. We've diversified a lot since the 80s when we had our oil bust. I'm not saying this is going to be easy. I'm just saying that it's a blow to the city, but it's one that I think we can weather.
Enron, of course, maintains that it's still alive. The company is trying to save itself by dramatically downsizing and partnering with a large financial institution to restart its once lucrative energy trading business. But as the creditors line up for the billions they're owed, and each day brings more lawsuits for billions more in damages, and federal investigators begin circling the Silver Tower, the talk on the street is that high-flying Enron has been grounded for good. John Burnett, NPR News, Houston.